Puerto Peñasco, or Rocky Point, has long been known as Arizona's beach. Just a few hours' drive from Phoenix, the resort town has lived and died with Arizona tourism. When drug violence has hit the area and Arizonans have avoided it, Rocky Point's economy has taken a big hit. Tourism numbers now are on the upswing, though, according to the Arizona Republic, and now Arizona's Department of Transportation is doing its part to make the drive to Rocky Point safer.
ADOT just announced a binational program to create a safety corridor along Mexico's Route 8 to Rocky Point during this year's spring break. ADOT Director John Halachowski says the collaboration came about when working to move Mexican truckers through border checkpoints faster and more safely. As the relationship and partnership with Mexican authorities developed, they began discussing other potential problem areas, which led them to the road to Rocky Point.
We have a lot of Arizona tourists that travel to Rocky Point, especially during spring break, and the Mexican authorities are obviously concerned about Arizonans getting involved in crashes or getting killed. So one of the things we're doing in collaboration with the Mexican government is, for the first time ever, we're having English and Spanish signage on that particular highway. We're working on a 511 type system, so that travelers can get information, whether they're in Mexico or Arizona, about road conditions. We're really looking at how do we make the road safer for Arizona tourists. And Governor Ducey has made it very clear to his agency heads that his number one and our number one responsibility is to keep citizens safe. What can we do to improve information on the roadway? And if a crash does happen, then let's make sure we have good first responders who are trained.
The new safety corridor represents a broader relationship between Arizona authorities and those in Sonora, Mexico, the state just to the south of the border. And for more on that, I sat down with Juan Siscomani, Governor Ducey's senior advisor for regional and international affairs, and he's the leader of the Arizona-Mexico Commission. He says the travel warnings that have been issued by the State Department for the area have definitely affected things there, but he hopes collaborations like this safety corridor continue to build the relationship between Arizona and Sonora.
Well, it has a clear impact, and those warnings have a purpose, and we know that it goes through some heavy vetting for those warnings to go out, and we are definitely abiding by them, and we want everybody to be safe and follow them as best as they can. At the same time, there are many things that we can do at the state level to help mediate some of those dangers and some of those concerns from the citizens here in Arizona and elsewhere, because we're the port of entry in Lukeville on the American side and Sonoita on the Mexican side is not just the port that Arizonans used. Whoever is going to Rocky Point passing through Arizona will use that port. Yeah. So we want to make sure that it's an efficient and safe and speedy port and where people can feel safe, not only in the American side, but also once they cross over to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And you have those 63 miles between Lukeville, Sonoita port, all the way to Rocky Point. One thing that I'll say that about the safety corridor is this is a direct result from an MOU signed by Governor Ducey and Governor Pavlovich in December of 2017.
Right. And I know that the local governments in Sonora and places like Puerto Peñasco have worked to try to make the town safer as well. I know there's a lot of talk about the route itself, and this is addressing that. Do you know what the government there has done to try to make it safer for tourists?
Yes. I'll start with what we've done, and we've expanded lanes on the U.S. side and made infrastructure improvements to make that happen. Now, Sonora is in the process of mirroring those investments as well on the Sonora side. I continue to hear from Arizonans that concern and say, well, you know, I used to go a lot mm-hmm. to Rocky Point, and once the violence erupted, my family and I stopped going. And many of them would go spend holidays there, like Easter and others. And is it safe to go back down there? Of course, it's going to be an individual decision, but we want to make sure that at the government level, we're doing all that we can to support that. They understand how much they depend on the American tourism in Rocky Point, especially during this time of the year. Their spring break kicks off early March. It goes all the way up to mid to late March. Those are 3 weeks where they see, according to CBP numbers, over 40,000 cars come northbound. Now, we track what comes northbound, but we can assume that it had to go down south before that. which equates to about 120,000 people within those 40,000 vehicles crossing back to our site.
Right. So it goes both ways.
It goes both ways for sure.
Right. Rocky Point remains under a travel advisory, right, by the federal government. The State Department still says that. Is it a good idea for the state to say, well, we're going to try and make this specific area safer? Is it possible?
It is possible. It is possible with cooperation. It's possible with collaboration. It's possible with a direct focus on this. Also, it's possible by acknowledging the issues in the area.
Right, right. So on a broader level, this is about Rocky Point. This is about the road there, the 63 miles in between. But this is also emblematic of a broader relationship. And why do you think that relationship matters so much, especially here in our state?
It matters for different reasons. For Arizona, Mexico is our number one trading partner, times four, reaching at about $16 billion in two-way trade. And we have a surplus in trade, meaning that we export more than when we import in our relationship with Mexico. So when people talk about, well, how is free trade either helping or hurting our state? It's helping our state when we have over 85,000 jobs in Arizona being produced with our trade with Mexico, with another top 100,000 jobs with Canada as well. So trade with Mexico specifically has been very beneficial. So it's very much based on trade and commerce, but it's also a relationship that we've enjoyed with Sonora and our friends, and many people having family on both sides and sharing a culture that we have in this area. And one more thing, when we talk about trade and free trade with Mexico, it's important to note that it's not just a border state issue. Over 30 states in the nation have Mexico as either the number one or number two trading partner.
All right. Juan Sescamani is Governor Ducey's senior advisor for regional and international affairs and the leader of the Arizona-Mexico Commission. Thanks so much for coming in, Juan.
Thank you so much for having us, Lauren.